Welcome to The Big Why, a series from Montana Public Radio where we find out what we can discover together. I'm your host, Austin Amestoy. This is a show about listener-powered reporting. We'll answer questions, large or small, about anything under the big sky. By Montanans, for Montana, this is The Big Why. And I'm here with reporter Aaron Bolton, who's going to talk about electric vehicle charging. Aaron, set the stage for us, if you would.
Ann Lansing of Helena is a relatively new EV owner. And when she bought her Audi a couple of years ago, she had heard there were billions of federal dollars for building out a charging network across the country.
But I just don't know where that stands in Montana right now.
She imagined using the EV to hit the open road at a fraction of the cost of what it would take to drive her gas car, because there would be a massive charging network that would make it easy. But that's just not the case right now.
I think in the summer, we would be fine going across 90. But then if you want to head up to Glacier or head up to the High Line, it's a little dicey.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen a few Tesla superchargers pop up along I-90 over the last 5 or so years. My apartment complex even has a couple of regular chargers, but I don't drive an EV.
Yeah, I'm not an EV driver either, and I wanted to know if other EV owners had noticed improvements in the charging network, or if they're also wondering where all that federal money for chargers went. So I drove over to the closest charging station in Whitefish to ask. And there I met Carolyn Thompson, who drove from the Washington, D.C. area nearly 2,400 miles. And I asked her how much planning went into her trip.
Probably not as much as we should have planned. We've gotten pretty used to Tesla superchargers being readily available. And we knew that it would be a little trickier coming out, you know, to the middle of the country. And it's been harder than we thought.
Well, did she get stranded because she couldn't make it to the next charger?
No, but she said there were some close calls. On the drive, she used an app that told her where charging locations would be. She pulled up to one location, but found out the charger wasn't working. She went to another spot where the map said there would be a charger, but there actually wasn't a charger at all. And there are also different charging speeds, so sometimes she had to stay overnight because the only charger she could find took hours, not 30 minutes like some fast chargers. And on her road trip, she said she had the most difficulty in Montana, and that was the case in Whitefish too.
But we're sitting here with a very, very, you know, slow charge. We're staying not too far away and try to charge here during the during the nighttime while we're sleeping, and then and I'll figure out some way to get back here. Maybe Uber. I don't know. Maybe a bicycle. We're not sure.
That does not sound convenient, Aaron. What exactly does the charging network in Montana look like right now?
This is something I've been wondering myself, as my wife and I have been talking about getting an EV for our next car. PlugShare, which is an app that maps EV chargers, says it knows of roughly 170 charging locations statewide. Nearly 90 of those locations came online since 2022, so there has been some improvement.
Okay, well, does that make you want to run out and buy an EV?
Not really, because the appeal of an EV for us is to cheaply drive home to our families in Minnesota. Most of that drive is across Montana, obviously, and when you dig into the state numbers a little more, you'll see that less than a third of the chargers are considered fast. Most chargers are level 2, meaning it would take hours to charge your car. That would turn a day and a half drive into 2, maybe 3 days, depending on how fast each charger is. So it looks like we're sticking with the gas car for now.
Well, you did mention earlier that there are billions with a B going toward building more charging stations. So how many chargers are we talking about here, and where are they supposed to be going in?
Yeah, you may remember the big bipartisan infrastructure bill from a couple of years ago. That bill put up $7.5 billion for this work. A smaller chunk will go toward charging stations in towns and cities, but most will go along major travel corridors. The idea is that money will build the backbone of a nationwide charging network. The plan is for chargers to be every 50 miles along interstates and major highways, so people like Thompson wouldn't have as many issues driving across the country.
Well, wild guess here, but it sounds like this funding hasn't built any chargers yet, given what we've heard from EV drivers.
Not in Montana, but there are some projects that have gotten off the ground elsewhere in the country. And you may be thinking, this funding came out about 3 years ago. Why aren't we seeing chargers cropping up all over the place? Nick Nigro with Atlas Public Policy says the bulk of this federal funding is going to state transportation agencies. Many have never built an EV charging station.
They are doing something for the first time. They have to hire new staff. They have to build capacity. And these things all take quite a long time in transportation land.
So things move slowly in transportation land. But to our listener Anne's question, Aaron, where do things stand in Montana now?
The state will receive $43 million to build out a charging network. Ben Murphy with the Montana Department of Transportation says the state has already mapped out the roadways that will eventually see a charger every 50 miles, and all of those will be fast chargers.
Which in Montana is I-90, I-94, US-93, and I-15.
He forgot to add Highway 2 in there as well.
Well, that sounds like a pretty nice spread. You already said, though, that the state hasn't built a single one of these chargers yet with federal money. So when could we actually start to see them come up?
This will come as a disappointment to people like Anne. There's no hard deadline, and it could be a couple of years before the first charging stations are up and running. And for those along the High Line or up in the Flathead where I'm at, we'll be waiting longer. Murphy says the state will begin work along the interstates before moving to other highway systems.
Well, that sounds to me like you may not be shopping for an EV for a while then, Aaron.
Not anytime soon, at least. As great as it sounds to get around town for cheaper, the charging network here in the Flathead and across the state needs to improve before it's viable for us.
A fascinating breakdown. Aaron, thank you very much for all your reporting.
Yeah, no problem.
Now we want to know what makes you curious about Montana. This show is all about answering your questions, so send them to us at bigy.org. Find us wherever you get your podcasts and help others find the show by sharing it and leaving us a review. Let's see what we can discover together.